Hello again, racing fans. Welcome. Good to have you along as we look ahead to racing on the weekend around the country. Standalone meetings are the order of the day. We are racing on Sunday in KZN, and the focus of attention for this one is Saturday's racing in the Mother City, racing at the country course at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. You only have three opportunities left if you want to attend one of these meetings. Bring the family, bring the friends. There's something for young and old to enjoy. And Saturday would probably be the best opportunity for you to come and soak up the atmosphere, enjoy the picturesque surroundings, banter with some of the like-minded folks that will also be at the races, and who knows, you may pick up a few pointers that you would want to make a note of for future race meetings that will be coming up with some graded race features to look forward to once racing reverts back to Hollywood Bets Kenilworth come the first weekend in November. What Racecoast has also done is they've put on the all-popular Durbanville Gallops for next Wednesday, the 22nd of October. If you haven't been, you don't know what you're missing out on. If you have been, you know what I'm talking about. It's one of those events that you really want to be part of. So go onto the Racecoast website, fill in your details, make sure you get the necessary accreditation back, and come and enjoy a morning where there'll be breakfast served, you can enjoy some mimosas, some hot coffee, sticky buns, and you name it, while also getting to meet some very well-known racing personalities. And Alistair Cohen will also be doing some commentaries on some of the gallops that you will be seeing on the day. So that's coming Wednesday. I'm not quite sure whether they are going to be live streaming it, but I'm sure that details will become available on sportingpost.co.za. First race on Saturday, 12:35 the off. Let's get straight into the action. Maiden plate, three-year-old fillies. 12 runners will line up at the 12:50. I'm looking no further than the favourite, number 10, Hazel Green. This horse has certainly been coming along the right way. Those last three starts have been exceptionally good. Raced from up handy and literally fought hard all the way to the wire, only but to get pipped on the post last time out. Run before that, finished third, beaten half a length by the winner. Same story, showed toe from the get-go, and finished third over this course and distance. Good to see JP van der Merwe is now back on board. He'll probably use her early gate speed to let her overcome the deep draw, get her up handy, and if she kicks away at the right time in the straight, she could be a hard horse to peg back. So I'm going 10 Hazel Green to beat number 2 Beautiful One. For third, I'm going with number 5 Pan Jandrim, and fourth, number 11 Fantine. Second race is the opening leg of the Bipot. You need to be on a 13-10. It's an A stakes, a competitive A stakes with just 6 runners to line up at the 1800 metre mark. Justin Snaith has got 3 lively chances in this race. Michelle Rick settles the favourite, number 1 Time for Love at 1.25-1. Then Justin Snaith has got all of 3 Magic Verse at 1.82-1. He's got Underworld at 3.03-1. He's got Triple Time at 7.14-1. And bar those, you can get double figures and upwards the others. I'm squarely in the camp of Michelle Ricks. She's already had a winner since she's gone out on her own. Now, Time for Love stayed on when third last time out. That was in the Listener's Scepter's Trophy, and that was over 2,000 metres. Now, if one looks at her record at this course, she's had 6 runs, she's had a win, she's had a second, and she's had 3/3 racing at this track. So she's ideally sorted to this kind of surroundings. I do think she can go one better on Saturday, and I do think she will strip a lot fitter. Second run after rest. She also comes in with a nice galloping weight of just 53 kilos on the back. From pole position, she'll have the run of the race. I'm going 1 Time for Love, ahead of number 3 Magic Verse. Third, 5 Underworld. Fourth, 4 The Futurist. Race number 3. First leg of the place accumulator, a race for fillies at maiden plate level. 12 runners will line up at the 12:50 metre mark. Here number 7 got the look. He's at 1.25-1 in the antipost betting. It is 6.25-1. Bar the favourite, and I'm looking no further than number 7 got the look. From the stable of Candace Bass, Alda De Meyer gets the ride. This all showed toe last time out over the course and distance. Got run out of it late in the rundown to the wire. Got beaten by a horse called Reet Petit, who has subsequently come out and won again since then. The short horse should also strip a whole lot fitter. Second run after the rest, and to me, the one they're all going to have to beat. So I'm going 7, Got the Look, ahead of 5, Christine's Princess. For third, number 12, Boozy Susie. And fourth, number 1, Destiny's Dream. Race 4 is the opening leg of the Pick 6. It's a maiden plate for fillies, where 12 runners will line up at the 12.50 metre mark. Here you can get 3.5, 7 to 1, each of 2. Number 3, Wizard Declaration, at 3.5, 7 to 1, along with 9, Pitterack, at 3.5, 7 to 1. 5 to 1, number 12, Blue Lagoon, and I'm going with the other 5 to 1 shot as my first choice selection, and that is number 4, Flying South. Now this horse took on winners last time out, when finishing just under 8 lengths behind the winner. Never in it, was never a threat, and I say put a line through that last run, because prior to that, reeled in 3 seconds on the bounce. That was in maiden company during the height of the KZN season. I do think that with a jockey and trainer combination being in such firing form, Flying South is going to be a hard horse to peg back. If she kicks away at the right time in the straight, I think it's going to be a case of come and catch me if you can. So I'm going 4, Flying South, to beat number 9, Pitterack. For third, I'm going with 2, Penny's Choice. And fourth, number 3, Wizard Declaration. Race number 5. That is leg 1 of Jackpot 1. A maiden plate where 11 runners will line up at the 1400 metre mark. One of those wide open affairs. 1.67 to 1. Number 11, Green Choice. 2.5 to 1, number 3, Ocean Sky. 6.25 to 1, about number 6, Gale Warning. 10 to 1 and upwards, bar those quoted. I see that Richard Free is riding quite a few horses for the Eric Sands Yard on the day. Ocean Sky having third run after rest, so should be cherry ripe for the occasion. But I'm in the camp of number 11, Green Choice, from the stable of Justin Snaith. Alder De Meyer rides. This horse has been coming along the right way. Finished second last time out. Got beaten a short head by the winner. Just got touched off after setting the pace and got pipped on the post literally, if one go and have a look at the rerun of that race. I think what will happen here is that jockey Alder De Meyer will probably use those horses early gate speed to overcome the draw, to go and sit up handy, or to maybe lead from the front. And if Green Choice is allowed to dictate from up front, will be a hard horse to pick back. So I'm going 11, Green Choice, to beat number 6, Gale Warning. For third, number 3, Ocean Sky. And fourth, number 5, Blue Steel. We move on to race number 6, Progress Plate for fillies. 7 runners will line up at the 12.50. You know the story about Progress Plates. We look for the highest rated, best rated. That's the way we normally get through Progress Plates, but they are so competitive these days. It is 2.5 to 1 about number 3, Symphony in White. 2.5 to 1 number 7, Kind of Wonderful. You can then get 3.03 to 1, number 5, Lowfelt Lily. 5 to 1, number 6, Scarlet Macaw. 8.33 to 1, One Miss World. And you can also get 8.33 to 1 about number 4, Disting. And it's double figures and upwards the others. You probably could make a case for almost each and every one of them in this race. And I'm probably going to go with the stable that I mentioned earlier on that is using the services of Richard Free quite a bit on the afternoon, and that's Eric Sands runner, number 7, Kind of Wonderful. I thought a very shrewd booking of Richard Free to ride. Now this horse just faded out of contention in the Diner Stakes after being up handy all the way till into the closing stages. I do think that with jockey Richard Free on board, he'll give him that necessary extra assistance from the saddle. And I do think that 7, Kind of Wonderful, is a horse that can win a race of this nature. So I'm going 7, Kind of Wonderful, to beat number 5, Lowfelt Lily, 6, Scarlet Macaw, and 4, Disting. We move on to race number 7. Race 7 is an A Stakes. 9 runners will line up at the 1400 metre mark. Having a look at the Antipost Market, 3.03 to 1, about number 7, Royal Aussie, and number 5, Zeist. 3.33-1, number 2, Outlaw King. 4-1, number 8, Gallic Dream. 7.14-1, number 3, Get Impressed. 8.33-1, and upwards the others. If you take out closely, they are priced up on top of each other, and you put all of them into your exotics, you're probably still going to sit and keep your fingers crossed as the race unfolds and hope that you've made the right choice and put the right ones in to actually see you through this leg, because it's one of those legs where you could probably put in even more than that and still hope that you've picked the right ones to get you through. If you're really going to push me first choice, this was very difficult. I was initially umming and ahhing about Royal Aussie and that good win last time out at Fairview in the Eastern Cape. Then I thought, let's go for Gallic Dream. But Gallic Dream does come back from quite a lengthy layoff. I thought Zeiss, stables in form. This horse was recently gelded, but also comes back from a bit of a break. And then I thought, no, let's go for the value. And let's go with number 2, Outlaw King. This one from the stable of Dean Kanemeyer has got Craig Zaki on board. I thought it was staying on nicely in the Matcham Stakes last time out. Finished third on that occasion. That was over this track and trip when contesting a feature race. He should strip a whole lot fitter now that he is going to be coming on with the benefit of that run under the belt. Always a model of consistency, always about the action, and I do think he could be rewarded accordingly. So I'm going number 2, Outlaw King, to beat number 7, Royal Aussie. For third, I'm going with 5, Zeist. And for fourth, I'm going with number 8, Gallic Dream. But ultimate race on the program is race number 8. And race 8 is AC Stakes, where 10 runners will line up at the 1600-meter mark. Also one of those races where you could make a case for at least 3 or 4 of them. 3.33-1, each of 3, 1 United Front, 7 Gallic Victor, and 9 King's Quest. They're all priced up at 3.33-1, 4.55-1, number 4 Mentor Et Manu, 7.14-1, number 3 Arbitration, and 10-1 and upwards were those quoted. Where do we go in race number 8? I thought probably with the horse that's got the most improvement to give. And that is number 7, Gallic Victor. So for 2 races in a row, I'm leaning on Dean Kanemeyer to bring home the bacon. This horse is going over 1600 meters now. This horse costs 1.8 million rand as a yearling. Runs in the colours of Kaya Stables. Was very impressive on debut. Lost 2 lengths. Ran on nicely, but was reported to have coughed. And finished off the race by being a 2.8 length winner. So that tells you that was a win full of merit. That was also a winning debut run when first stepping out onto the track at Hollywood Beth Scottsville. He would have definitely come on with the benefit of that run. Been off the track for 12 weeks, so I do think would have strengthened up in that time. And despite being slow away, I do think that he's the kind of horse that will be kicking on very strongly in the closing stages. So I'm going 7, Gallic Victor, to beat number 4, Mentor Et Manu. For third, number 9, King's Quest. And fourth, number 1, United Front. That takes us on to the lucky last of the afternoon. Race number 9, an open maiden. 15 runners will line up at the 1600-meter mark. Here we can go for one of a couple of them. We can either go for number 2, Greek Eris, who's coming along the right way. Craig Zaki rides for Glenn Cotson at 3.03-1. We've also got Lomo, who's also been improving of late. Justin Snaith, JP van der Merwe. That's value at 7.14. Then there's Man of Consequence. Now this horse, incidentally, has been attracting the anti-post market support. From 7.14-1, has come into 4.55-1. And I can see why. Second run after race, blinkers off, not beaten far off, started favourite last time out, so definitely has got some making up to do, and hence the reason why the money's coming for number 9, Man of Conquest. Am I ever in the side of number 10, Chance Encounter? Now, you're probably all going to laugh and say, well, every time this horse runs, you go for it. One last chance. Come on, let's go for Chance Encounter one last time, and I'll tell you why we're going for Chance Encounter. First run since being gelded. Second run after race, so should strip a whole lot fitter. half-brother to Chansonnet. Three good runs under the belt. Yes has been expensive to follow. Stayed on when third over the course and distance. Last time out. He should strip a whole lot fitter coming into this race. And I do think he deserves one last chance. And this could be it for him to unsettle in the number one box. So I'm going 10 Chance Encounter to beat number 9, Man of Consequence. For third, I'm going with number 2, Greek Eris. And fourth, number 5, Lomu. And that takes care of our preview of racing at Hollywood Bets Durbanville on Saturday afternoon. Trust you'll find the winners. Trust the cream will rise to the top. Trust you'll structure your perm correctly to stand in the queue and collect. Till next time, from me, Ravon, you take care. Cheers for now.